The Soviet Union beat the United States into space in 1957, despite the White House announcement 2 years earlier that the U.S. would launch a satellite by the end of 1958. But the U.S. turned this perceived defeat into a crusade to make the sciences a national priority. Today, three of the people involved in the production of the film Sputnik Mania, including its director David Hoffman, held a telephone conference to describe the film and the historical relevance of the satellite's launch. Earlier this year, author Paul Dixon published Sputnik, The Shock of the Century, the book on which the film Sputnik Mania is based.
It was a defining moment for me because David is really has taken the story that I've worked with all these years and really turned it into just the most thrilling depiction of what really happened. And of course, in this case, truth is that we've been living with fictions about this whole period, about what really happened, what we really knew. But in this case, literally, truth is stranger than fiction. Truth is a better story.
David Hoffman is the director of Sputnik Mania.
It really wasn't about Sputnik. It was what happened after Sputnik, about what happened to America, about something that I had lived through as a young guy, but barely understood the full impact of.
Hoffman said that America's transition after Sputnik had similarities and differences to the country's reactions after the terrorist attacks of 2001.
This is looking at American leadership. This is looking at something surprisingly like 9/11 and seeing an outcome. My God, we turned on ourselves. We redid our education system. We treated women in the sciences and engineering and math different from that moment on. We built thousands of weapons. We built a lot of fallout shelters at a lot of people's recommendation. My movie is about this next year. What does it show? It shows that America, when afraid, reacts incredibly. We know that. And when it reacts, it can react by looking outside and inside.
Jay Walker is the film's executive producer.
In a matter of days, the story went from awe and wonder to fear, to panic, to, in many ways, a mania, which lasted, in some ways, to the current time. And that mania is a mania about nuclear war, a mania about the threat of the high ground, a mania about the militarization of space, a mania that fundamentally changed the course of American education for tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. And it was a mania because in most ways there really was no threat, certainly not from the Sputnik. The threat was more about the relative geopolitical situation between the U.S. and the Soviet Union at the time. And even that was largely a manufactured question.
Because of his interest in the subject and as a promotion for the film, Walker purchased one of the authentic Sputniks produced by the Soviet Union. Unlike Sputnik 1, which burned up upon re-entry into the atmosphere, it was never launched. Walker bought the Sputnik from a former U.S. air pilot.
For many years, the only direct commercial flight between the U.S. and the Soviet Union was a flight from Washington, D.C. to Moscow. It was flown by U.S. Air. And as you might imagine, the pilots became pretty good friends with a fair number of Russian citizens and senior people. The American pilot was actually paid with space memorabilia for some business dealings. So he received a Sputnik, a cosmonaut maquette suit, you know, various former Soviet relics and things of that sort.
To find out more about the documentary film Sputnik Mania, visit sputnikmania.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.